"Dancy?" Alayaya stood in the doorway, dark and cool, in gauzy green silk. "His lordship has come to visit me."
Tyrion gently disentangled himself from the other girl and stood. Dancy did not seem to mind.
"Next time," she reminded him. She put a finger to her mouth and sucked it.
As the black-skinned girl led him up the stairs, she said,
"Poor Dancy. She has a fortnight to get my lord to choose her. Elsewise, she loses her black pearls to Mariah."
Mariah was a cool, pale, delicate girl Tyrion had noticed once or twice. Green eyes and porcelain skin, long, straight, silvery hair, very lovely, but too solemn by half.
"I'd hate to have the poor child lose her pearls on account of me." "Then take her upstairs next time." "Maybe I will." She smiled. "I think not, my lord."
"She's right," Tyrion thought. "I won't.
She may only be a whore, but I am faithful to her, after my fashion."
In the turret room, as he opened the door of the wardrobe, he looked at Alayaya curiously.
"What do you do when I'm gone?"
She raised her arms and stretched like some sleek black cat.
"Sleep? I'm much better rested since you began to visit us, my lord, and Mariah is teaching us to read. Perhaps soon I'll be able to pass the time with a book."
"The sleep is good," he said, "and books are better." He gave her a quick kiss on the cheek. Then it was down the shaft and through the tunnel. As he left the stable on his piebald gelding, Tyrion heard the sound of music drifting over the rooftops. It was pleasant to think that men still sang, even in the midst of butchery and famine. Remembered notes filled his head, and for a moment he could almost hear Taisha as she sung to him half a lifetime ago. He reined up to listen. The tune was wrong, the words too faint to hear. A different song then, and why not? His sweet, innocent Taisha had been a lie, start to finish. Only a whore his brother Jamie had hired to make him a man.